This Royal Commission will be a platform for people to settle scores. There'll be lots of evidence. Some of it will be right, some of it will be wrong.
It's the Opposition Leader Bill Shorten speaking today. What do you think, though, about the stuff coming out this week from the Royal Commission into trade union corruption? Can it be dismissed that way? Because it's some pretty heavy-duty stuff. Things like a union official apparently getting paid $92,000 for 2.5 days' work. I'll say that again. $92,500 for 2.5 days' work. Companies like Toll, who've said that they have to buy industrial peace. Transport workers forced to put their super into the TWU Super Fund. Allegations the CFMEU's been misusing safety issues for industrial relations purposes. Using intimidatory tactics to secure positions for mates, all of this sort of stuff. Joining me now is the National President of the United Voice Union, Michael Crosby. Michael, this is really damning stuff.
Look, I don't think so. It does depend on whether you hear, for example, the TWU's side of the story. They're still giving their evidence, and they absolutely defend superannuation officers in their Victorian and Tasmanian branch. They absolutely defend the education fund that they run, and indeed I understand that even Toll has agreed, after not originally wanting to do it, they quite like the fund now.
It's one thing defending a fund or a super fund, it's another thing forcing workers to put their super there.
No, not at all. Look, the choice that workers had when superannuation was set up was between no superannuation and superannuation in the industry fund. There is one case that's been raised of a disgruntled member or a disgruntled employee in Western Australia who wanted choice. The first 3 months that enterprise agreement was in force, he had a choice, and in fact he pulled his money out and put it into another fund. But after that, the union was very clear, and the industrial agreement that a majority of those workers voted for was very clear, that the employer could have no say about where the money went. The money needed to go.
What about the employee, though?
The employees had a choice. They voted, they negotiated the agreement. They voted for the agreement by a very large majority. And once that happens, the majority rules. Now, people could opt out in the first 3 months, but after that, no, the majority does rule.
How do you get $92,000 for 2.5 days' work?
But again, is that true? You see, what I suspect has happened, and again, we haven't heard the evidence from the TWU to rebut that, but I think what's happened is somebody's been paid $92,000 to be the person in that branch who promotes superannuation in Tasmania and Victoria and make sure that as many people as possible are paid the correct amount. Look, we use superannuation in virtually every union in the country as the canary in the mine. When superannuation payments aren't paid, that's the first sign that a company is in financial trouble and you need to get in there and make sure the workers have got their entitlements. A lot of unions are going to be in the position of having those officers who make sure that the superannuation system works. Look, Waleed, you've got to remember, until unions fought for a universal superannuation system, no ordinary worker got superannuation. It was for rich people. And what has happened is that the union movement has democratised the whole thing, so every working person in the country has a chance to get a superannuation account and has a chance to get a decent rate of return on it.
But they've done it on the basis of denying people the choice to take their superannuation elsewhere.
No, well, again, that's not right. So he had 3 months, he made the decision, he took it elsewhere. But if we don't have a system where the union can bargain about superannuation, then you don't have superannuation. The retail funds will move in and their administration fees will suck up the savings of workers and you'll get a lower rate of return.
You mentioned Toll.
This is a perfectly legitimate thing for unions to be fighting for. Remember that for workers, what goes into the superannuation fund is their deferred wages. So this is a legitimate issue to be bargained about in an enterprise agreement.
You mentioned Toll before, saying that they were ultimately happy with the fund. Is that the same thing as the feeling that they were suggesting they had, at least, that they had to buy Industrial Peace? Effectively, they had to pay money that they didn't really want to pay in order not to be disrupted by the unions.
This is how you characterise the enterprise bargaining process. Every enterprise bargain, a contract between the workers and their employer, is basically a peace treaty. I mean, isn't it? You go in, you demand something, you have a fight about how much the employer should give and how much the employee should give, you reach a settlement, you sign a peace treaty. And for the period of that agreement, the workers are not allowed to take industrial action. That's the way the system works.
Bill Shorten, just finally, Bill Shorten said that this is about settling old scores, that that's what's going on here. Is it really that simple? And if so, which scores are being settled exactly?
Well, part of it's about settling old scores. I mean, for heaven's sakes, they're going back into the AWU's history of 20 years ago. Come on. Let's get this into proportion. If every single allegation against every union official was absolutely true, how much is at stake here? Is it $1 million? The Commonwealth Bank has taken $250 million, or approximately that, out of the pockets of consumers. Is there going to be a Royal Commission into the Commonwealth Bank? Of course there's not. This is about the government seeking to undermine the legitimacy of the union movement in this country, pure and simple. If you dig into any institution, and if you go far enough back, yep, you'll find problems and things that have gone wrong and things that shouldn't have happened. But give me a break. This is penny ante stuff so far. Michael Williamson's gone to jail, Craig Thompson the same, and, you know, frankly, they deserved it. They stole workers' money.
Exactly. I would hardly call that petty.
No, that's not petty, but in the overall scale of things, it is not incredibly nearly as bad as what big business is doing. Let me be clear. We should, in the union movement, hold ourselves to a much higher standard of accountability than the Commonwealth Bank does and all their mates in big business, because we are, after all, representing working people who have come by this money really hard. But having said that, don't tell me that this is not a get-even from the federal government for the support that workers give to the Labor Party.
Well, it depends a bit on what comes out of it. I will be watching that very closely, as will you. No doubt we'll speak again about it, Michael. Thank you very much for your time.
See you.
Michael Crosby, National President of the United Voice Union.